Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, sunny today, mid-60s, a kind of cool night tonight. Clear, 45 to 50. Tomorrow, sun and some clouds, mid-70s. Thursday, partly sunny, mid-70s. And Friday, partly cloudy with scattered showers, lower 70s. We'll get the full details on that forecast in a few minutes. Well, the second public meeting to address citizens' concerns about law enforcement issues had two representatives from Troop B State Police Barracks in Canaan speak about the benefits of a resident state trooper program in Sharon. Lieutenant Alan Bison, commander of the troop, and Trooper Ray Dugan met with about 40 residents at the town pavilion on Friday, answering questions and talking about how the town is covered by local officers. The first meeting arranged by the Board of Selectmen was held last spring to talk about the problem of speeding traffic. As a way of continuing the conversation, the two officers were invited to Friday's session, according to First Selectman Brent Colley. Asked what other options for law enforcement the town could pursue, they said it could form its own police force, but that would cost millions of dollars. And, of course, there's the resident state trooper program. An informal straw poll showed about half those in attendance would favor Sharon having a resident state trooper. In Kent, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved a change of use from commercial to residential at 16 Landmark Lane in a first step towards creating affordable housing at that site. The approval came with the condition that Kent Affordable Housing receives funding for the mortgage. The building, which is at the southern tip of Kent Green shopping area, has been vacant for some time. In the presentation to the commission, Virginia Bush of the Kent Affordable Housing explained the building is in an area that receives little traffic. A new report from the Center for Disease Control shows that Connecticut ranks first in child vaccinations. According to the report, an estimated 80.2% of Connecticut children have gotten the vaccine. Connecticut's average is above both regional and national averages. The national average stands at about 70.5, whereas New England is about 79.7%. The estimates specified in the report reflect vaccines that were administered mostly prior to any disruptions that were caused as a result of COVID-19 pandemic. Connecticut ranks first in child vaccinations. On Monday in Connecticut, COVID-19 cases were reported since the beginning of the pandemic. We're up about 1,147 since Friday. Out of the 62,825 tests administered, 1,147 came back positive. That results in a positivity rate of 1.83%. The current number of hospitalizations stands at 247, an increase of 15 since Friday. The number of total tests performed since the pandemic began is now well over 11,500,000, and that was an increase of over 62,000 since Friday. Meanwhile, in New York, new cases of COVID-19 flattened statewide over the past week, but they were persistently high in some regions of New York. The seven-day positivity rate Saturday varied from 1.2% in New York City to a high of 6.2% in the North Country, as well as 5.4% in Central New York, 5% in the Finger Lakes. The governor said she was pleased with the statewide trends, but noted the state's rates remain a concern. The statewide positive rate was 2% on Saturday. That was down from 2.5% a month ago. Enrollment at Berkshire Community College is up 1.4% over 2020. The overall enrollment for 2021 up compared to 2020, according to a news release from the college. First-year student population is up 16.4%, while continuing students are up 3.9%. Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County flu vaccinations scheduled at the Lakeville Town Grove, 42 Ethan Allen Street, in between 12 noon and 2 p.m. And then on the 21st, there's two, one at the Sharon Pharmacy from 9:30 to 11:30, and one at Salisbury V&A from 1 until 3 p.m. In Kent, the Sewer Commission has a special meeting at 4 p.m. In Sharon, the Sharon Housing Authority has a meeting that is set for at 5 p.m. Salisbury ZBA has a special meeting at 5 p.m. Board of Finance quarterly meeting at 7 p.m. The proposed budget of the Craryville Fire District of the towns of Claverick, Copaic, Hillsdale, and Taconic, State of New York, will be presented by the Board of Fire Commissioners for the Craryville Fire District for its consideration tonight at 7 p.m. In Cornwall at 7:30, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting. That meeting is a Zoom meeting. Town of Sheffield Agricultural Commission has a meeting that is set for 7 p.m. at the Selectmen Meeting Room, second floor at Town Hall. On Wednesday in Cornwall, the Board of Education has a Zoom meeting, and at 7 p.m., Cornwall Affordable Housing Steering Committee has a Zoom forum as well. Sharon and Salisbury, the Salisbury-Sharon Transportation Advisory Committee, the TRAC Committee, meets on October the 20th. In Kent, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting on the 20th at 6 p.m., Conservation Commission regular meeting on the 20th at 7 p.m. On Thursday in Salisbury at 4 p.m., the Salisbury Economic Development Committee. In Cornwall on Thursday at 7 p.m., the Board of Finance has a Zoom meeting. Film Columbia 21 runs October 22nd through 31st. It's a film fan's delight. More information is available at the website for CrandallTheater.org. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up on Friday at 11 o'clock. It'll be on Zoom. North Canaan Events Committee presents the North Canaan Fall Fest, downtown municipal parking lot, October 23rd from 1 till 4. Family-friendly fun, trick-or-treat around town to visit the local businesses. All-day fun at the Great Falls Brewing Company. There'll be food truck as well from 12 to 7. Costume party starts at 6 p.m. Masks are required for some activities by all participants. The Emunia Fire Company will sponsor its mouthwatering takeout-only chicken barbecue on Saturday at the Emunia Firehouse, 36 Mechanic Street, drive-through style event with dinners ready for pickup between 3 and 6 p.m. Tickets are $16 each and are available on a pre-order basis by calling 845-418-8633. The dinner is an important fundraiser for the fire company, and all purchases would be appreciated. A longtime member and driving force in the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service passed away back in December. SVAS and the family are holding a celebration of the life for Ted Davis on Sunday at the Town Grove in Salisbury from 11 until 3. The public is invited to attend. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,258.61, the NASDAQ at 15,021.81, and the S&P 500 at 4486.46. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.